News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm sitting here in the studio having a cup of coffee and looking over my notes, and it's kind of amazing when you get down to it. Story that really caught my attention this morning on FoxNews.com. Got a copy right here. It's called "Your Parents' Democrat Party is Dead." How about that? Your parents' Democratic Party is dead. Well, that's, you know, it's true. I mean, in my lifetime, I've seen it. In my lifetime, I've seen it just perpetually go further and further to the left, to the point that it's hard to recognize what drives the Democrat Party. And I know that not all Democrats believe everything that the far-left progressives would have to say. I know that the squad does not necessarily speak for all Democrats. I know that there are people like Joe Manchin who consider themselves to be still kind of like old-school blue dog Democrats. But the reality is much of the Democrat Party has left, really left the planet in some ways. But so yeah, the story on Fox News, your parents' Democrat Party is dead. Long gone, it says, is the Democrat Party of your parents' generation. They have morphed and contorted themselves into a political party no longer relatable or recognizable to most of America. I agree. It's like you look at it and they continually embrace the extreme. They reward the radical. They shun the sensible. They cater to the contemptible. It's just unbelievable the way the party, the Democrat Party, has aligned itself. Or at the very least, you would have to say this. I mean, don't deny this. You might say, well, Phil, I'm a Democrat, and I don't believe some of those things either. Okay, great. But I would dare say that you've allowed your party to coddle those things. And when you mollycoddle those things, they wind up growing up like spoiled children. They wind up taking over the household. Well, the article goes on to say that oftentimes you hear Democrats refer to rural America with contempt, or they prioritize illegal entry into the U.S. while abandoning the rule of law. They fight for suspected and convicted criminals while ignoring the victims. And here's the thing. It says it's a policy that is repelling the voters. Inflation, energy, foreign policy, immigration, taxes, crime, and extreme positions on mask mandates, gender, and education are all driving people away from the Democrat Party. Now, okay, this is not a Democrat bashing session. This is more of a conservative show opposing leftist policies, but let me just say this. The Democrat Party tends to stand for most of the things this show opposes. All right, there's that. The thing that caught my attention was when I saw that article and was scanning through it during my early morning resourcing for the show today, I also noticed one that came out on Yellowhammer News just last night. So that story from Fox I just told you was dated last night. This story, or dated this morning, I'm sorry, this story is dated last night. And when I began to couple the two and then began to look around and surf it, I came up with number one on the triple dipper, which I'm calling gender benders. And I do that because one of the reasons that the left has so dominated and moved the party is the constant focus on gender. Gender ideology, gender activism, and the idea that gender is fluid. And folks, I'm going to tell you, not only is my position rooted in faith, it's also rooted in science and rooted in tradition. I believe that people are born male or female. I'm sorry if you don't. I'll be honest with you, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. Because the reality is this, if you are born with certain chromosomes and certain body parts, you are either male or female. Period. And the idea that you can change that because inside your mind, in your very heart, you just know that you're meant to be no, it doesn't work that way. You may have predilections, you may have conceptions, but you are not allowed to just suddenly change your gender. Well, the story that caught my attention, Yellowhammer News, and we're going to talk about this more at 4 o'clock today with our friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, but I saw a story on Yellowhammer News. You remember that just, a week before last, the legislature had its last day in session, and they went at it, man. The social issues became the rule of the day. And one of the things they passed, which had taken 3 years to final passage, was what was known as the VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. It's the bill that prohibits and even criminalizes doctors in Alabama pursuing transgender therapies or transgender surgeries on minors. Now, minors can, you're a minor all the way up to the age of 19 in Alabama. The age of majority is 19. So minors are under the age of 19. Some might say, well, 18-year-olds can join the Army. Well, sure they can. But you know what? This bill also contemplates how many people are using puberty blockers on someone who is 10 or 11 years old. On how many people are considering whether their child should really have gender reassignment surgery so they can find their true self. Never mind the fact that they're not of the age of majority, which means the parent has to be the one who does it. All that to say, a lawsuit formed when the bill passed. And plaintiffs challenging the Alabama Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act, according to last night's news story on Yellowhammer, have now dropped their lawsuit. Inexplicably, they just dropped it. They're just done. They just got out. Now, first of all, I will tell you this. It's very rare. You can actually, as an attorney, I can tell you, if someone files suit against you and causes you to incur the expense of an initial defense, even a minor initial defense, you can ask the court for sanctions if they decide to drop their case unexpectedly. Now, I don't know what negotiations went on with the Attorney General's office. AG Steve Marshall is taking a victory lap on it, and rightfully so, because his office defended this thing from the get-go and said they would defend it to the nth degree, and the plaintiffs have backed out. I'm curious why they backed out, and I have a number of theories on that, legally speaking, that I'll go over with Matt Clark a little later, but here's the deal. There was already a lawsuit because Democrats have chosen, this was the SPLC. This was GLAAD, which is the GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders Group. There was the National Center for Lesbian Rights. There was the American Civil Liberties Union. There was the Lambda Legal and Transgender Law Center. All of these groups found their plaintiffs and filed suit and were planning to apparently make hay over Alabama's law in court. And they all dropped it, like, overnight. Gender is one of the driving forces in left-wing politics, but Alabama's not the only state out there dealing with this. Not at all. Here's one from jurist.org. It's basically a legal publication. Arkansas becomes the first state to pass a law banning transgender youth from receiving gender-affirming treatment. Same stuff. April 7th. Arkansas legislators voted on Tuesday to pass a bill that will ban transgender minors from receiving gender. They call them gender-confirming treatments. I call it gender-changing treatments, all right? Gender-confirming indicates that if you agree that they were right to begin with, that all they're doing is confirming it. Well, that's a ludicrous term. The bill was actually vetoed by Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Now, what I'm not sure about is whether the legislature overrode the veto. I need to go back and check on that. Story from the Washington Post dated March 10th. Did you know that Texas Governor Greg Abbott on March 10th, issued a letter to Texas state health agencies announcing that delivering gender-affirming medical treatments to transgender youth constitutes child abuse under state law, stipulating that doctors, nurses, and teachers are now legally required to be first reporters to make sure that parents are aware of any such treatments or therapies. The ACLU sued Texas to prevent implementation. A Texas judge partially blocked it. Partially, I'm not sure what part they blocked. But he goes on to say that Texas is not alone. More than a dozen state legislatures are considering such legislation, Alabama, of course, being one at the time, and we passed ours. Alabama is one of the few that actually got ours to passage and signed by the governor. But y'all, it's everywhere you look. When I say gender benders, I mean, this is not just, okay, there's things happening and state legislatures are taking action. No, there are official policies that we're having to deal with. How about this one? How about the Air Force? The Air Force? Yes, the U.S. Air Force. How about federalnewsnetwork.com dated March 25th? Air Force offers medical and legal Air Force offers medical and legal help as states clamp down on trans and LGBTQ plus children. In other words, the U.S. Air Force has decided that part of its mission set is to defy the laws of the states where they may have bases and personnel. And so it says here, in light of recent state laws criminalizing parents and doctors who help transgender children take steps to affirm their gender, affirming again, and other legislation banning official talk about sexual orientation in schools, the Department of the Air Force is offering support to those living in affected communities. To those living in affected communities. Did you hear this? Statements in this article come from Air Force Undersecretary Gina Ortiz Jones. We are closely tracking, she says, state laws and legislation to ensure we prepare for and mitigate effects to our airmen guardians and their families. Medical, legal resources, and various assistance are available for those who need them. I mean, it even goes on to say it's not often that the military services personnel departments get involved with local laws. You think? That's correct. Because the laws of the state, you know, unless otherwise controverted by federal law, are not to be messed with, and yet the Air Force is issuing state. Well, we have to be careful because we recognize we may be basing some of our people in affected communities. Yeah. All right. There's that. But then here's one for you, because like I said, it's all across the board. They are the left is so enamored with the arguments of gender. They can't seem to get away from it. I mean, they can't talk about things like inflation. Why do you say that, Phil? Well, here's a report from the Daily Caller, dated yesterday. Biden's economic report mentions gender 40 more times than it does inflation. The president's economic report, in the midst of hyperinflation at the levels we have not seen in over 40 years, issued his economic report and mentioned the word gender significantly more than inflation. It says Biden used the word gender 127 times in his economic plan, while he mentioned inflation just 87 times. Meanwhile, the report also mentioned inequality 147 times and emissions nearly 100 times. It's an economic report. He goes on to talk about, you know, climate change and economic impact, but the issue that caught my attention was, even in an economic report, the Biden administration chose to literally mention the word gender more than anything else in an economic report. I look at that and go, wow, y'all, wow, wow. Well, listen, Copper, move us to the break. When we come back from this, folks, I got a little bit more to wrap up on this section, and I'm moving to the Department of Defense next. I talked about the Air Force a moment ago, but yeah. I've got a copy of the Department of Defense's new Equity Action Plan, which just came out. You're going to love this. But I can't help but wonder, are you still going to salute and say, yes, sir? Kind of hard when the Pentagon is quietly looking into how non-binary troops can serve openly, according to military.com. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I'm finishing up a section here I call Gender Benders. And you know, I started off this whole thing with an article that I found on Fox dated just this morning that said, basically, the Democrat Party of your father's Democrat Party is gone. It's just gone. Your parents' Democrat Party has left the building. And it talked about all the different ways that the far-left progressives have sort of latched on to the messaging of the Democrat Party and have driven that party so far to the left, at least in the mind's eye of the majority of people, that they're losing membership, they're losing voters. And right now, the polls are showing they're looking at a shellacking in the midterms. But that being said, one of the things that the constant trends and articles that have, that's what a lot of times when I'm resourcing the show, I'm looking at trends. I'm looking at, what am I seeing here? Oh, there's a story. That story goes to that. Oh, you know what? I see a thing. And so the triple dipper becomes where I see those trends merging together. And I found stories all over the place. And number one of the triple dipper is gender benders. That's what we're talking about. Because in the Democrat Party of your father, your parents being gone, one of the reasons is because they are constantly focused on the concept that gender is fluid, that gender is not real. Gender is what you make of it. You can even be non-binary. What the frick does that mean? Non-binary. That means you don't think that you're a male or a female. I got news. You are, just so you know. Wake up call. you're born either a male or a female, the very likelihood that you're a hermaphrodite is unlikely. All right, so scientifically, historically, traditionally, and you know, if you're a faith-based person, you've got to go ahead and admit you're born male or female. Well, you'll be interested to know the Department of Human, or excuse me, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and I pulled this, by the way, off of DHS.gov. These are their words I'm using, not mine. DHS announces, as of March 31st, just 2 weeks ago, DHS announces new measures to better serve transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming travelers. Because they are the majority of travelers, you understand. It says today on International Trans Day of Visibility, the Department of Homeland Security announced new measures to better serve all Americans, regardless of their gender identity. It goes on to say the measures are part of a concerted effort by the Biden-Harris administration to advance equality for transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming Americans. Things like, and I'm just naming a few because there's a bunch of them, TSA. This is TSA. This is the Transportation Safety Administration. TSA is working closely with air carriers across the nation to promote the use and acceptance of X as a gender marker to ensure a more efficient and accurate passenger. I got news, it's not accurate. And if you're looking for an opportunity here to, you know, find out whether a terrorist was on that plane, X is not helpful. So there's that. On top of that, though, I've got to go ahead and tell you, story off of military.com, the Pentagon is quietly looking into how non-binary troops could serve openly. Non-binary. So they can put X on their form and join the military and live in which barracks? I don't know. Which barracks do you put them in? When you salute them, do you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or do you say yes? It boggles the mind. And then on top of that, because I got a caller I'm going to grab real quick, I've got a copy right here of the Department of Defense's Equity Action Plan, which just came out. You'll be happy to know that they are promoting policies to benefit transgenders in our U.S. military because they can't get away from this. Steve from Tennessee is on line three. I got about a minute here. Steve, what's on your mind, bud?
Two things. I was going to say, from being a veteran like you, can you imagine having somebody that would be in, like Klinger on MASH? You know, he's in a woman's outfit one day and a man's outfit on another day. And the other thing is, if people are confused about gender, they just need to ask a coroner. I think a coroner gets it right every time. See
you. See, Steve. Oh, it's awesome. You know, he brings up a great point. There was a time when the idea of cross-dressing in the military was considered a joke, and that's why Klinger's character was on MASH. And now we have the Department of Defense issuing their Equity Action Plan dated April of 2022, taking full steps, it says, under the Biden administration to implement gender-affirming medical treatments and recognition of the self-identified gender and seeking to protect the privacy of all service members. I got news. They live in a barracks. You're not protecting their privacy. They say they're a woman, and they get in the shower, and it's proven that they're a man. Everybody's going to know. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, Lindy Blanchard, who's running for governor. She'll be with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.